when you hear the phrase, Stephen Quayle, secret societies, what does that mean to you?
Well, first of all, it means that it's hidden, as Linda has just stated, but there's always been a desire for mankind to achieve godhood in the spiritual realm. And when you're talking about 40,000-year-old cave paintings, whether it's in Altamira, Spain, Lascaux, France, and the caves in Australia, there's always a contact. There's always a point where mortals are being tampered with by the gods, little g, that have come to make an impression on them. So when I think of secret societies, I think of tampering, and I think of the passing on of power, providing humans with a pride and a hidden cache of knowledge that causes them to basically want to usurp authority over others. And that's what pretty much Alex's work and Jim's work and have detailed, that you can't get away from the connection that these people in the secret societies, the single word that denotes them all is control over their fellow man and destruction.
Jim Barnes, what about you? Secret societies, what does that mean to you?
Well, first let me start off by saying that I think secret societies do go all the way back to the caveman era. I think early on there's always been a desire, you know, in the early tribes, the hunters would go off and drink by themselves and share their hunting secrets. And so there's always been kind of this, let's get together and have a secret group. You know, little kids all want to have their secret clubs. And that's okay. The problem is that we have secret societies today that, and this is what I did in my book, Rule by Secrecy, that can be traced all the way back through human history. And I believe that we just hit the nail on the head when we said that the commonality here is that trying to control people. Everything goes back to the Tigris-Euphrates Valley, and you can trace the westward migration of peoples, at least in the Western world, up to the Caucasus, through Eastern Europe, over to the British Isles, down through Egypt, up through Greece, Rome, up through France, up to the British Isles, then over to the east coast of America, and during the 19th century over to the west coast of America. And historians are all in agreement what caused this great migration. People were trying to escape political and religious tyranny. So somebody's been trying to get hold of us throughout history, and we've just kept moving away from them. And the problem now, George, is there's no place left to go.
Not at all. Alex Jones, you're batting cleanup for us tonight. Secret society is something that you've devoted your career to. What does this mean to you?
Well, George, I agree with obviously with what the panel's been saying, but especially what Mr. Mars was saying. Going back to the witch doctors, you know, tens of thousands of years ago, they studied the stars, knew when the eclipse was coming. They would then con the rest of the tribe to give them special favors, to give them the best hut, to give them offerings of food, because they'd say, if you don't follow my orders, the serpent's going to eat the moon next week. And the people didn't keep track of the years, but the witch doctors with the secret society did. Then they wouldn't listen. Then he'd say, ooga booga, look, the moon or the sun just got eaten. Follow my orders. They'd all prostrate themselves, start begging, yes, master. Then he'd wave his hands, and suddenly the sun or moon would reappear. That's where the secret societies really got their, what's grown into their modern political power today. And take Bohemian Grove, that we talked about last time on the show, a offshoot of the Skull and Bones death cults. In my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we've got some free video clips of that, of the satanic ceremony, like something out of Eyes Wide Shut. Here is world leaders today reenacting a 3,000-plus-year-old Canaanite ritual of human sacrifice. So they are obsessed with it. And then Linda had an important question. She said, well, why do we see secret societies in the Renaissance fighting against the power structure, wanting freedom? Well, what you're going to see is the establishment always trying to control revolutions, infiltrating groups that were doing that, actually controlling it. And on top of that, a lot of times your revolutionaries of today are really your wannabe aristocrats. We all have to be very careful of this. And when they get into power, they then set themselves up as tyrants. So really, modern secret societies, and by modern I mean the last 3,000 years, modern secret societies in the scale of them past the witch doctor phase, the more political complex grouping are nothing more than intelligence agencies. They're secret society is the old term for intelligence agency, and that's why you see the members of Skull and Bones, according to even the History Channel, founding the CIA. The CIA, the NSA, this entire structure is an outgrowth of the already existing secret societies.